All right, next patient we're going to do is going to be a gentleman by the name of David Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. David Lewis, 826-55. Dated 12/3/2025. Mr. Lewis, we start the text by saying Mr. Lewis was seen today for a face-to-face evaluation. Period. Mr. Lewis is in, is currently in his tenth benefit period from 10/26/25 to 12/24/25 period. Mr. Lewis is a 69-year-old gentleman on hospice with history of hypertensive heart disease. He's O2 dependent. He requires 2 liters of O2 to keep his O2 sat at 92%. He also has heart failure associated with lower extremity edema despite being on diuretics, history of COPD on NEB treatments and oxygen. As I mentioned, he's oxygen dependent, atherosclerotic heart disease, peripheral vascular disease, pain related to spinal stenosis in the lumbar region, atrial fibrillation, which also increases his shortness of breath since it drops his cardiac output by 5 to 10%, diabetes, age-related physical debility, status post-angioplasty related to his heart disease. He has 2 artificial knees, both on the right and left side, period. New paragraph, his MAC is at 25.5 with a drop of 1.5 centimeter consistent with weight loss, period. His care was discussed with Derek, his son, who tells me that dad's sleeping more, he's weaker, and he's eating less, period. His PPS is at 40%. Oh, but he's eating less consistent with drop in his MAC, period. Carol. Derek tells me that he sets up his nebulizer treatment for him to use on a regular basis, and he uses at least 3 or 4 times a day and PRN, period. Because of his heart failure and his atherosclerotic heart disease, he has shortness of breath at all times and belongs to New York Heart Association Class 4, period. He's ADL dependent, and he has bowel and bladder incontinent, period. He requires pain medication and muscle relaxers to help to control his pain, period. Patient was found to not wearing his oxygen, and initially with oxygen, O2 sat of 87%. This improved, of course, with the oxygen. He tells me he doesn't like to wear his oxygen. He's just tired of it, in quotation. He's sleeping 12 to 14 hours a day. His other vital signs, blood pressure 130 over 100, pulse is 92, respirations 18, period. Patient currently has a PPS score of 40%, period. His son tells me that he had a great sense of humor when he was younger, but that has definitely diminished with time and with his disease, and he appears to be much quieter than before, period. He's eating less, about 20 to 30% of his meals. He says he just doesn't have the appetite to eat, doesn't want to eat. Overall prognosis remains poor. He continues to decline both physically, emotionally, and cognitively. He does have a provider services, he tells me. His son tells me that helps him tremendously. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live and remains appropriate for hospice care at home. Thank you.